Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, 88.9 FM, and today I'm talking with Kathy Brochette. And Kathy owns and operates the greenhouse here in the townships, Les Serres-Neville, better known to the English population as Chuck and Kathy's Greenhouse and Garden Center. So welcome, Kathy.
Good morning. Yes, that's great to be here. I'm happy to be talking to you, and thanks for that great introduction.
So how are you and your family getting through this COVID crisis, first of all?
Fairly well, all in all. Actually, I think we're luckier than some. Like, we don't usually get to see our grandchildren because they live in New York, but we see them three times a year. But because the situation in New York seemed so drastic, our daughter decided to move up with her husband and her three children, so they're living with us. So I'm just like perfectly really happy to have them here. And yes, it's been going pretty well for us all in all because of that. Yeah.
Okay, that's really nice. A really great opportunity in some ways. As you said, a lot of other people don't have that opportunity. Les Serres-Neville. Now, recently, I think that the government declared greenhouses and nurseries an essential service. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. So that was good news for us because we had already planned to do yet another production season this year. And so we already had a lot of orders placed for plant material and seeds and things like that. So I mean, we kept going ahead with our production. Even at one point, it looked a little doubtful whether it was finally going to be approved or not. But yeah, it finally did get approved, and it went pretty good for the greenhouse. There was we have less production now since the fire 2 years ago, but we're still producing like one big greenhouse full of stuff. And I usually have two girls who work with me. And now one of them decided that she wasn't going to work this year because of the COVID. She's too afraid to get infected. And then the other girl, however, agreed to work. We have like security measures, distancing and all that kind of thing in the greenhouse. And also my other daughter who lives locally also agreed to come and be part of the team this year. So she pretty much replaced the other girl who wasn't coming in. So far, so good. No one's gotten sick, and we're doing the best we can. Production actually is going really, really well this year.
Okay, that's great. And it was a good call to go ahead with production, too.
Well, yeah, we would have taken quite a loss if we had had to cancel because it was too late to cancel a lot of the orders. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's it. Well, hopefully things will go well. The next stage now is we're coming out of production. We're starting to open up the garden center. So now it's going to be dealing with all the COVID security measures down there, which we're also working on. And we want to make the whole place with the one-way alleyways. And we have the plexiglass shields for the cash register areas. And we're going to be asking people to disinfect their hands. We're going to disinfect the shopping carts. And so a lot of the stuff that I guess hopefully a lot of the other businesses are also doing. But we'll have all of that going on. And then the other big thing we have going on is that we're in the process of making it now. It should be ready within a week or so. We're making an online store so that people will be able to order any plant they want. So it's going to have a complete list of all the plants we carry, every variety, let's say tomatoes, every single variety, peppers, all the flowers, the hanging baskets, et cetera, perennials. So people will be able to go online and order everything that they want, and then we can prepare their order, and they can just drive into the yard. Maybe call us, let us know, okay, what time they're going to be there. They drive in. So like curbside pickup, basically. So the customer doesn't have to get out of his car. It's prepaid, opens his trunk, and we put things in, and they drive away.
Wow.
So that's how we're planning. I mean, we'll also be open for walk-in customers, but I know a lot of people might not want to do that this year. And also, we're trying to minimize the amount of walk-in customers because on busy days down there, you can have a lot of people. So we're hoping to cut back a bit on that. So we'd have people just coming in, so less people, you know, in the shopping area, less people in the actual shopping area.
Okay, so it's just one way when they come in, and I would imagine you allow only so many people if they come.
I think there'll be a limit. We haven't decided yet what that would be, but I think there'd be a limit to the number of people we would let in at one time as well. Although, you know, it's not as risky as a store where you're walking in and you're in a closed space, because at our place, even our greenhouse is like the walls are up. So even the greenhouse is wide open. All the outdoor shopping areas are, you know, open air. So it's only for people maybe going inside the little shop, say if they're shopping for maybe fertilizers and things like that, that we keep in there. But for the most part, it's going to be all open air. So that too, I think, minimizes the possible exposure, transmission of virus and all that kind of thing, you know.
Okay, so it sounds like you've gotten some great protocols together and you really thought this out. And you have a website?
Yes, the website is www.chuckandcassie.com. Anyone going on there? Not right now because it's not totally set up. Although I think people can see a few things right now, but it'll be probably about 5 days to a week away before everything, all our products will be up and on there.
Okay, good. And you're on Facebook too, I think?
And we have a Facebook page as well, Les Cerneville, Chuck and Kathy's Greenhouse and Garden Center.
Okay, so
Yeah.
yeah, people can follow you on there because I imagine that you won't be ready to open at your place on the Lenoxville Road for a while, I guess.
Well, actually, the opening, we started this week.
Oh,
So at
okay.
this stage, it's kind of like the annual cleanup, getting things out from under the winter protection blankets, like trees and shrubs that we overwinter down there. But we won't start bringing actual like annuals, perennials down, probably not for another week, maybe,
Okay.
before we bring that stuff. But we're kind of open at the moment, although we're not totally set up yet. It's still early days. There's not many customers coming around yet. But yeah, but as of Monday this coming week, so like in 2 to 2 days from now, we'll be pretty much set up, pretty much open, but there won't be a lot of plants yet. So it'll be mostly trees, shrubs. The soils are there, all the different soils and compost and all that stuff. Some of the fertilizers. Yeah, I guess actually I think all the fertilizers have arrived. So there's, you know, some things there, but I know people always want the actual flowers. So that's, as I said, that's probably about a week or 10 days away.
Okay, I imagine you have quite a few orders.
Yeah, they sure are. We've been having this year, I think we've had more phone calls for this early in the season than we've had any other year. I think people are going to be pretty keen on gardening this year, particularly, I think, a lot of fruit trees and I think vegetables. Both vegetable seeds, vegetable plants. Here at the greenhouse, we changed a part of our production to have more vegetables and actually some herbs as well, and cut back a bit on flowers because I think things seem to be going in that direction.
I've heard that. Okay. Now, is there an address for the actual shop on the Lenoxville Sherbrooke Road or?
Oh, yeah, sure. It's 1650 Wellington South.
Okay.
Sherbrooke, but it's actually officially part of Lenoxville. And people can reach us also by phone, 819-565-3053,
Okay, great.
and through the website.
Good. Now, do you have any message for your customers or the people of the township?
Wow, gosh, I'm just hoping that we all make it through this really difficult time, that everyone stays healthy, safe, happy. And I would strongly encourage anyone who can make a garden to make a garden this year, particularly because they are worried about, you know, food shortages, and we're hearing little rumors of that here and there. Interruptions in the supply chains. And so why take a chance if you're at home anyway and you're off work and if you have space, even if it's converting part of your lawn to make a vegetable garden, I think that'd be a really good idea.
Okay, that's great advice, Kathy. Well, we're really happy to know that Chuck and Kathy's Greenhouse and Garden Center is up and running, and looking forward to starting a garden too. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Kathy?
Well, happy spring to everyone. Happy gardening season, and most importantly, good health to everyone.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Kathy, and take care.
Okay, thanks so much. I'm really glad to have had the opportunity to chat with you today, Maureen.
Okay, bye.
Take care. Yeah, bye-bye.